Tyler Kennedy with us right now. Former Penguin, Sportsnet Pittsburgh analyst, Stanley Cup champion. Tyler, before we get to some of the gory details of the Penguins, did you have a go-to shootout move? Every time you were dubbed to take a shot in a shootout situation, did you basically do the same thing?
Yes. I kind of learned it, honestly, my first year of pro. I went down to Wilkes-Barre, and I had a Robbie Shrimp. He was like this guy. Unbelievable hands.
I actually know Robbie. He grew up like an hour from where I grew up in upstate New York. I think he used to smoke cigarettes the times I hung out with him, if I remember correctly.
Smoke cigarettes and have Diet Coke and be the best player on the ice.
Phil Kessel before his time.
Yeah, he was a Kessel type for sure.
Yeah, but he was the best hands I've ever seen.
Yep.
Even in the NHL, he had the best hands.
Wow, that's saying something. Holy cow, he played with some all-time greats.
Yeah, just like sauce passes, dangles, like not so much speed dangles, but just like having the puck on a string. He was the best.
Yep.
But I remember him coming up and he goes, TK, every time he goes, I have four or five moves I have in my bag. He goes, just focus on one and get really, really good on it. Even for like young kids listening, get one move that you know exactly how to get the goalie to move and bite on your edges, and then do that. So I started doing it in practice, and I would come down on the left side. I would do a big, big kick with my foot to sell it, and then I go forehand to my backhand and then wait the goalie back out on my forehand, and that was like my go-to, and it worked for a long, long time, and then I made the NHL, and then I didn't do the shooter anymore because we had Sidney Crosby of Guinea Milk and Chris Letang.
You also had Mr. Shootout, Erik Christensen. How the hell was that guy so good at shootouts?
Well, I think it comes down to being able to control the puck without looking down and just having different moves in your bag. So where it depends on where the goalie is in the net. If he's a bigger goalie, you know, you try to get him to move to shoot low. If he's a smaller goalie, you probably shoot the puck because he doesn't take as much net up. But again, all the best shootout guys always had like three or four moves that they kind of choosed as they were going down the breakaway, depending on where the goalie was in the net.
Tyler, if you called any of your great goalie friends, Marc-Andre Fleury, Brent Johnson, any of the guys you played with, what do you think they would say about the best way the Penguins could handle their current goaltending crisis?
Oh boy, I think they would be. I think they'd be pretty lost too. You know, maybe a guy that would understand a little bit is Marc-Andre Fleury. Like Marc-Andre Fleury, like he was unbelievable and maybe one of the best goalies to ever play for the Penguins. But when I played with Fleury for one of those 2 years, he had some down years. And that's going to happen no matter what player you are. You're going to have some struggles. And it gets real, real tough. And I remember Marc-Andre Fleury had some real struggles. But that's where you get into that belief, you know, of going back to the basics, going back to your structure and the mental part of it. You know, I think sports psychologists mean a lot to those goalies because it's a lot of hockey and a lot of sports in general. It's between your ears. And right now I feel, especially with Tristan Jarry, he's in his own head, you know, and it's tough. I've been through, when I went to San Jose, I never played good the whole time I was there. I'd go on maybe one or two or three or four games where I'd play really good. But I was in my own way, and it sucked so much. And I was almost like embarrassed to be around the team because I was making pretty good money and I wasn't playing well. And no matter how hard I worked, it would always like I'd always get scored on or I'd make the wrong move. And then I got traded to Long Island, and I scored four goals in the first eight games, and I was like the best pickup at the trade deadline. But I'm not saying we should trade Jarry. I just think he needs to change up his routine. He needs to do something to change it up, you know, and you can see the coaches, the staff still believe in him because I feel like he'd be on waivers by now if they didn't. So they're giving him a chance to figure it out One, probably because they need to. Two, because I think they still believe in him. Like, Jari's had stretches where he's been really, really good for long stretches. But right now, he's also had stretches where you're like, wow, this guy this guy can struggle at times and for periods of times. And to have to be a good goalie in the NHL, it's more about consistently being good and not great is the biggest thing. You talk to, you know, Fleury, Lundqvist, all those guys, they're like, you're going to get scored on. It's being consistently being able to make that one or two big save that can keep you in a hockey game.
TK, what's going on with Sid right now? Got to ask this one because he just does not look like himself at all out there.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit in a funk, but it's Sidney Crosby. The guy's going to get out of it. He's not. He's the least of my concerns right now. And again, he's still producing. I just think it might be a little frustrating to see how the team's playing and, you know, going on this road trip, but that Sidney Crosby is not a guy you ever have to worry about moving forward.
Tyler Kennedy, Penguins and Oilers. A lot of stars will be on the ice Friday. We'll see if the Penguins can get back on track. Thanks, TK.
Thanks, boys.